For all of y'all's information, today is mine and June's wedding anniversary. Okay. 34 years.
I was going to say it.
34 years.
Wow.
Regina, thank you. Regina just said this morning, how? And that kind of summed the whole thing up. She looked at June. She didn't look at me. She looked at June and said, how? Yeah.
Cubbing
a fade. Whoa, mama. Yo, mama. Woo, man. All right. We're a little slim on crowd today, but that's okay. We got a lot of sick people. Now... I heard a story the other day that is kind of fitting with that. You know, we've been married 34 years, and this man said him and his wife have been married about 30 years, and he bought her a, he said he was, you know, tired of her mood swings, so he bought her a mood ring so he could know what mood she was in. And he said, no, this is what he said. He said, now, it works wonderful. He said, there's only one problem. He said, now, when it turns blue, everything's fine. He said, but when she's in a bad mood, he said, it turns red about right here. So, words of wisdom. Best 34 years of my life, put it that way. Absolutely. And I asked the same question, Regina, didn't I? I said, there's no other woman. There's no other woman that would have me, so thank God she's whatever she is, ignorant of it or whatever. So she's the only one that can put up with me. So anyway, all right, now we're talking about knowledge. Now last Sunday, we ended up with a word that I want to give you a definition of, and I don't. Why is it not over there? Yeah, everything's on, but what I want on. Which is over there. Camera's running. Camera's on. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
You have to turn the TV on?
It's on. Yeah, it's on. It's on. Something's, no, it's... See, there's... No, we don't want to see Richard. Not yet. Supposed to be on right there, but the Cummins has no signal. Hang on a minute. Let's see. Well, I don't have Bob and him down here to. Ta-da! All right. For those of you that were not, hello. For those of you that were not here. Last Sunday, we were talking about the word knowledge. Now, the word knowledge means what? Somebody else look it up. I give you another week to look it up. Knowledge. Knowledge. Regina. Okay, Regina.
Mm-hmm. Proceeds from observations or experiences,
mm-hmm.
A desire for extensive or specialized about a subject.
Okay. How about the word intelligence? Intelligence. A revelation and information. But the key word I want us to look at knowledge in the statue of a perfect man has nothing to do with human ability to add, subtract, multiply, know the 50 states, even know your own Social Security number. To me, it means discernment. Now, look at this word discernment. Maybe some of you can say, I can't make this any bigger. But look at the word discernment. The quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure. Because the knowledge of God is obscure to man. Okay? The knowledge of God is totally obscure to man, because the knowledge of God is, I can make a world. The knowledge of man is, I don't see how. Right? I don't see how you can make a world. Well, God just says, I can make one. Okay? So the knowledge is an obscurity. All right? It's the ability to see and understand people, things, or situations clearly and intelligently. All right? Now, that's man's definition. But I like that one right there. The quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure. All right? The Word of God is totally obscure. Even the Word of God that we see. See, the Word of God in the statue of a perfect man is not denominational knowledge. Okay? It's not denominational knowledge. Because their knowledge is more obscure than ever. Because it's not by the Bible. Because so you have to take, what does discernment do? It's the act of perceiving or discerning something. All right, well, that's the same thing as knowledge. You got to have knowledge or intelligence. Right now, if you're born again, you do have the intelligence of God. If you're born again. If you're born again, you have the intelligence of God. Everybody got that? Yes. You have the intelligence of God. If you're born again. Now, if you receive all that you need at the new birth, that's what Brother Branham said, but faith alone won't do it, that means you've got a storehouse in your soul. If you're born again, you have a storehouse of all these virtues. You can go get them when you want them. Somebody else can't come and get yours. Now, they can feed off of yours, but they can't come and get your knowledge. They can't come and get your virtue. All right? And it's got to come from within. Now, in Hosea 6 and 6, we're just going to read a few scriptures. He said, I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So he desired. Now, Hosea knew that burnt offerings was a way to get to God, right? Because that's the way that was ordained for people to get to God, was to make a sacrifice. But he says, I desire the knowledge of God more than that. Why? Because burnt offerings is only going to do one thing for you. It's going to make you be aware that there's sin, right? But it's not going to take away your sin. Burnt offerings, you know, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me, all right? So the body of God is where all these things still are. But now look. Right here. In 1 Corinthians 15:34, it says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. Some have not the knowledge of God. All right? I speak this to your shame. Awake to righteousness and sin not. He's talking to Christian people. All right? But some have not the knowledge of God. Now remember, to be born again means you have all these virtues, like I said, in a storehouse. All right? You're the one that can draw from it, or you can keep the door shut. One of the two. All right? So that's your... All these are... That's why I don't understand these people that says, you know, that we don't have a choice, and then, the world, this whole Christian experience is due to choice and is affected by choice. You remember that one more time? It's due to our choosing we became a Christian, and then our choice continues on if we want to continue on with God. So we don't stop choosing. Now, you know, as Brother Branham said, he said, you know, you weren't born on any certain day, and you weren't, you know, you always were eternal. That's correct. But there had to come a point in time where you made yourself available for the Word to be, for those virtues to be birthed in you. All right? Now, we know the new birth is the birth of the Word. It's the birth of Almighty God in your soul, burning out the old nature and putting Him in, right? Right? He wasn't there to begin with. You were black. Brother Branham said your soul was black, darkness, all right? So there was no light there. But there was a representation. See, that's why God gave you a statue of a perfect man. Somebody's going to attain to that, or He wouldn't give it. All right? Just like, which one did He create first? The water, or the fin on the fish's back, or the scales on the fish's back, or the water first? He created the water. All right? He created the thirst, and I got a quote, and it's a little bit off what we're talking about, but it's really not, because it goes back to discernment and knowledge. Brother Branham said every creation of every man was a creation of God, and there was a part of God in that person, in the part that we need something to worship. Remember, He put that in everybody. He put that ability to worship. Every man, even Adolf Hitler, is given the ability to worship God. Right? So that puts everybody on a level playing field. All right? But what He done was, Brother Branham said, then you have a choice whether to turn that desire. Everybody's got a desire to serve God. Even the Hottentots in Africa, even people never heard of Jesus Christ, they've all got a desire because of the Creator to worship God. So there's that deep calling to the deep. What you've done was, God knew you would respond to the Word, and that Adolf Hitler would not respond to the Word. He responded to greed, power, and all the things that's perverted. Because Satan was given a permitted power. He was a right-hand man. He was God's first creation, really. I mean, as far as creating angels, he was the first one right beside of him, Brother Branham said. But what did he do? He took that desire to worship God, and he worshiped himself. Self-worship. And that's the problem with people nowadays. You look out in the world now. Self-worship. Why? It's Laodicea, people's rights. I have a right to do this. I have a right to do that. It's my rights. It's me. I have a privilege and a right to do that. So, but anyway, we've got to have this knowledge, which is not just how much you can quote, how much you can read the Bible and say, well, I've read every page and I can cite, you know, Brother Stephen. Remember him from, where was he from? Haiti or wherever he was from? Where was Stephen from? Haiti? Trinidad. He could stand up there and you pick out a psalm and he could just write out of his mouth. Well, see, without Holy Ghost knowledge, that's just man's knowledge. That's just being able to, saw somebody on the internet last night. This guy, you can talk to him for like 30 minutes to 45 minutes, and he retains everything you say, and he can say exactly what you said. He's that in tune with what? His natural intelligence, his brain. Because remember, most of us only use our 10% capacity of our brain. Some only has 10% capacity of their brain. But you know what? I think God give us a brain. Brother Branham had a brain, but he had a conscious that was a little bit closer to his subconscious. Why? He was given a gift. He was made that way. All right? But I believe we were made in the image of God, so I believe we were given a brain. To do what with? To have the knowledge of God. But it's got to come from discernment, because you're an individual. It doesn't go by individual knowledge. Everybody understand when I say knowledge? When I say knowledge, don't get in your mind that, well, this person can speak better than I can, or this person went to 14 years in college. Or Brother Branham said the most illiterate person can receive the new birth. Peter, one of the most illiterate people in the Bible, had these virtues working in his life. Actually, that probably kept him from being hindered so much. You know what he done? He just believed God. He just believed God. He said, God, you said it. I've been with you. I was with you the whole time. I think Peter's whole, Peter's greatest ability when Jesus was here, Peter paid attention. I believe Peter paid attention because you got to remember in the scripture, he's always saying, Lord, you did this. Who's touching me? And Peter said, Lord, everybody's touching you. Peter was aware of something that was going on, but he just couldn't get his brain wrapped around it, you know, because he didn't have the Holy Ghost. But when you have the Holy Ghost and you bring it into a brain, of course, it's not in your brain, but you understand what I mean. It works through all that, all right, your outlets in your brain. Then you must have not just regular knowledge, but discernment. Discernment to me is the bottom line, because you know what? You're going to need it when you get to temperance. Without discernment, you're going to get mad at things that you shouldn't get mad at. Come on. Without discernment, you know why? Because I do. Without a little discernment, I didn't have it before. Without some discernment, it's hard. But that discernment is knowledge. And there's one thing for sure, though. I don't know if I got it on this one, but I got it somewhere. God is not going to just give you knowledge as far as saying, okay, you got the Holy Ghost, so you don't need this. Because the Holy Ghost is God, right? Right? The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit, the one that created all things, the one on the chart that we did a couple weeks ago. That's what came to you at the new birth. The Christ, the Logos, the theophany of God, the word form of God, the Creator, the seed of God, all that came at the new birth. But now, he didn't say, all right, you got it all. You can you got it all, but you gotta go set over here, and I'll just pour it in you. Because God can't go past His Word. His Word says that you have to come to church, you have to read your Bible, you have to communicate with God yourself. All right? See, that's the problem with the Catholic Church. They want to communicate with one man, the priest, and then let the priest take everything to God. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Now, He gives you a fivefold ministry to perfect the saints. So the only way you're going to get it is you're going to get it by apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. You're not going to get it from one person. That's why you're not going to get it from Brother Branham off of tapes by yourself. Even though the Holy Ghost is in there with all that, kind of strange, kind of hard, but you're not going to get it by sitting at home listening, because, see, that's not what the Word of God said. Word of God said you're only going to be perfected by a fivefold ministry, all right, and doing the things of God, all right. And it's okay to have earthly knowledge. It's all right. It's okay to, one key to a lot of you, of course, a lot of you are older and don't have little kids, but there's knowledge there. Reading. Reading, you perceive more. You need to read. And, you know, that's what I did. I read a lot. I read a lot of my study books. And I didn't have to do so much as far as homework at all, actually. None. But I listened in class. I paid attention. I did June's a lot of time, because she was thinking about me while she was in the classroom. And she wasn't there. In body only. Where was I? That was 35 years ago. Not 34, that was 35 years ago. Joyce and Danny's got one. That's right, Jacob's is today. Yeah, he texted me last night, and I texted him back and told him, he said, don't forget. I said, you better not forget. I said, yours is number one, mine's number 34. It's a little different, you know, in missing one and number 34, so. Happy anniversary to Jacob and Ashley too. So, but listen, what'd she say?
Oh no, it would not.
Okay.
Discernment.
Okay.
As long as they know that.
Yeah, as long as they know that, that's fine. But when we discern things, what do you do when you discern things? That means you take what's said. All right, because right here it says the ability to see and understand people, things, or situations clearly and intelligently. There's no way you can discern the things of God without knowing the things of God. It's for the basic. Like Trudy said, you get it in a baby form. Well, the baby makes mistakes. The baby falls down. The baby babbles. The baby cries. Because they don't have any other way of communicating. But now, if Eula stayed that way 10 years from now, there's a problem somewhere. There's a deficiency in that child. And you see a lot of Christians that way. But you know why? Because they don't have a good set of parents. I'm talking spiritually now, not Brian and him. I think they're wonderful. But spiritually, they don't get the right parents, and they stay babies. Brother Brown calls it mental deficiency, and that's what it is. It's a mental deficiency, but it's not a mental deficiency as far as humanly. It's a mental deficiency because of the Word of God. Because, you know, you can only get, if your pastor's right here, that's as far as you're going. You're not going any further. Or unless you hear somewhere else, and you'll go to that. Because if this pastor's preaching here and this one's down here, and you're ordained to listen and get it and know what God's doing, then you know what you're going to do? Automatically, the God in you, not you most of the time, the God in you is going to move you over here. Because He knows how far you're going to go. We don't. That's why it's a mystery. But it's you and I still having a choice. Now, what if I knew this was over here, but stayed over here? What if I knew this was here and I stayed here? Does that mean, well, that means one thing for sure. I may not even have faith. Yeah, the new birth. You got it? I mean, that's pretty simple to me. If you hear a word that calls your name, not your name physically, but your name in it, you contact that, you connect yourself to that, and yet you stay over here and just keep drinking milk and drinking milk and drinking milk and drinking milk. There's something wrong somewhere. Mm-hmm. Gina.
Forgive me, Claire. Can you back up? You were saying about reading, and then you were saying you listen in class. And I need to get back here because I'm moving on. You're saying you get more from reading, and then from hearing, you just put the icing on the cake.
That's correct, yes. Okay. Yes. I can comprehend what I read. But you still got to listen to somebody. Somebody, a teacher's got to put it together. You can't take and read. You can physically read Acts 2:38, and you can physically read Matthew 28:19. Without discernment, the right kind of discernment, you're going to say those two are contrary. So I'm going to take the one Jesus said. Now that's what they do out in the denominational world, right? Well, I'll take what Jesus said over what Peter said. Well, with discernment and the knowledge of God, they're saying the same thing, right? Right? But now, you can't get that from just reading. Now, some might, but remember, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. In Acts 2, when the Holy Ghost fell, it wasn't the speaking, it was they heard in their own language, okay? So that's what you're doing today. You're discerning. Remember when you have preachers come up and they preach something a little bit off and you're discerning the whole time your computer's turning. And what are you dealing with? Discernment of the knowledge that you already have. Got it? You're using the discernment of the knowledge you already have. Because we have been taught well here. Right? Other people have not been taught well. So they'll hear a sermon of two souls or we're going to get a new body or whatever, and they'll just shout. And why? They don't have anything to discern with. You got to have a basis. What I'm saying is you got to have faith. You got to draw strength from the virtue, from the Word of God. Then you got to have knowledge that Word of God's right. But you got to have knowledge. You got to go get it somewhere that God's not going to just open your head and start pouring it down in you. Okay? So you can read it, but you got to hear it. How can they hear without a preacher? See, you can't. Now, not that you got, not physically hearing. You understand what I mean? When Brother Branham and Brother Dale or any preacher says, "Do you see what I'm saying?" It's not, "Do you see what I'm saying?" It's do you see or understand or do you discern what I'm saying? Okay, do you know what I'm talking about? And then that's why we bring quotes and scriptures. Because you bring quotes and scriptures and you put the thing together. That's what Brother Branham done. Many people in this message take Brother Branham's message and say, this is right and this is wrong. Okay? If he made a mistake, he is the one that corrected. Okay? Because you can't correct a prophet. He's corrected by God alone. All right? So we can't say, I was thinking about it this morning, all these people that say, well, that was before 63. Well, if them people want to just take 63 to 65, then don't ever quote anything past that. Throw those books away. Throw those tapes away. Because what you're saying is he didn't know anything until 1963. Now, that's not right. He was born a prophet, and sure, there was things in his ministry that he had progressive revelation. He had to go up that pyramid just like you and I did. Brother Branham started one time with faith. He went to that, whatever that was, woodshed and all that, and he got the Holy Ghost. Well, now, when he got the Holy Ghost, he already was an ordained prophet. So the Holy Ghost come and enhance that, okay? Because a prophet can be a false prophet, not have the Holy Ghost. But if you have a prophet with the Holy Ghost, you put them two together, you can't make a mistake. You understand what I'm saying? He makes human mistakes like 700, 7,000. That has nothing to do with what the Word of God is. Okay? That's a slip of the tongue. You know, Daddy will say Adam and mean Moses. Well, you know what? Your knowledge discerns that. The only reason I ever try to correct him is because people on that internet. Because they sit there and pick every word. And if you miss one word, they'll go, aha, aha. Because I've heard them do it. You know, so you have to be real precise, not for us, but for the ones that are listening or watching on the internet. So we want to try to keep everything in line, keep everything straight. But with Holy Ghost discernment, our knowledge, the Bible said it'll lead you and guide you into what? All truth. Now, it didn't say some. All truth. That's why knowledge, you would think. I would think, if I was going to build this pyramid, see, because here I am past God's knowledge. I'm not God, so I would put knowledge on up there a little bit. I'd put temperance down there to where I could control my temper first. But he gives us knowledge and discernment. The third thing, he gives us knowledge and discernment to do what? To when we get to temperance, we know how to handle it. Because the knowledge of God will tell you how to handle a situation. So it's exactly perfectly where it should be. Because if you don't have knowledge of it, what does it matter if you get mad or blow up or say something you shouldn't say? But if you have a knowledge of it, every one of these things to me is a checkoff. It's like Boyd said, I would love for all of y'all to find out where you are in this pyramid and point to it like Boyd did. He said, I need temperance. Okay. Does that mean he's got faith, virtue, knowledge? Not all of it, but maybe some of it. He at least realizes right there's where I need to work on. Okay? See, I need to work on being more like God. That's what I need to do. Work on being more like God. Because godliness, Brother Branham didn't spend a lot of time on it. He said, that's to be like God. Well, you can't, what am I going to say here? You can't build on that anymore. Because here's how to be like God. So you got to get to this, then you can't be a walking zombie. You can't say, well, I'm going to be like God, so I'm going to, me and June's not, you're going to divorce after 34 years, and I'm going to go over into a monastery, and I'm going to do nothing but just in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening, I'm just going to pray. That's not what God wants. That would drive you crazy, me especially, you know? So it's not that way. It's not that we're going to be God robots. I heard one time a man say he was William Branham's parakeet. Well, I don't want to do that. Because a parakeet only states, to me that's belittling yourself. Because a parakeet only states what he hears. He has no revelation of what he's saying. Right? He has no revelation. A parakeet has no revelation of what he says. I want to be my own individual person, have the knowledge and the discernment to know that Brother Branham was a prophet and what he said was right, from 47 to 65, that you can blend all that together and it all works into a beautiful picture. Well, once you do that, then, it's kind of like I was telling y'all the other day about some people have the cow, the grass, they got all the components of a picture. But if you take that cow and put it in the top of the tree eating grass, what does it do to that picture? Doesn't matter how beautiful the picture is. Doesn't matter if it's in high definition quality. It's worthless. It's not true. The cow can't eat grass in the top of a tree. It's not true. So it makes the whole thing false. Pretty wild, huh? We better go. I'm losing time here. I wonder if that clock, the ding-dong hadn't went off yet. Okay. All right, let's go up front. We'll work on discernment next Sunday. I won't be here next Sunday. I'm going to Dutch Scott's. He called me, and I'm going to go preach for him next Sunday. So Bob will be here next Sunday. But we'll continue after that. Y'all be careful when you're going up front. There won't be no seats. Everybody's just, the church will be full. Not Todd Dale. No, it's Todd.